Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Ready for another responsible conversational opining on a medical problem? Yes, the questions that come up every week when Dr. Joseph Chambers is here are unusual. I find him to be of interest and importance when it comes to his understanding what's going on. Not necessarily just regular medical things, although it would be interesting to get the doctor's quick take on the report that's out today from Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig scoring high in a review of research on commercial diet programs. We'll spend a minute on that, and then we'll address the problem of boys crying here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward, and of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said.
Day.
It's your shoes, and most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Dr. Joseph Chambers is here with us. His online website is drchambersoncall.com. He keeps his website updated on lots of very important and interesting things. The attitude people have toward dieting, for example. Most people are associated with, if we were to take 100% of the people who go on diets, fully 50% of them are split between two programs, Dr. Chambers, Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig. And interestingly enough, maybe the reason they're so popular is because they score the highest in this review for commercial diet programs. In other words, what programs work according to those who use the diet plans. And well, the people who use Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig say that they do a good job.
Sure. Well, the dirty secret, Doug, is this. Every diet works. The problem is, can you stick to it? And the reason that Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers do a little bit better than others is very simple. There's a community. They monitor constant. And that's how they do a little bit better. But if you want to, losing weight is hard, Doug, but keeping it off is a lot tougher. If you want to keep the weight off, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your attitude to food. You have to change how you approach food. If all you do, if you're a guy like me, I tend to eat when I'm down. I tend to eat when I'm up. So you have to kind of change that dynamic and look at the kind of foods that you eat as well.
All right. There's an op-ed piece that appeared recently in New York Times, written by a psychiatrist who claims that we are medicating women's real emotions out of existence. She claims women aren't allowed to be their real emotional selves. Big pharma and bad doctors are out to make us feel good all the time. And let's not forget about insurance companies who'd rather pay for a pill than expensive talk therapy, which basically keeps boys to the sidelines. We're told by our parents and by society that if you cry and you're a boy or a man, there's a problem. Crying is supposed to be good for women, not so good for men. I don't happen to adhere to that. I show my emotions easily and readily. For the most part, these sorts of emotions are indicative of anger. There's an anger that needs to come out, and this is the way it comes out. Do you agree with that, Dr. Chambers?
I do. I think that for us men, we tend to get all those emotions and pack them down and say, we don't feel. Because we men are doers, Doug. We're not supposed to be feelers. But if you want to be a really successful doer, you've got to be able to feel at the same time. You've got to be able to manage those feelings. Even the warriors among us now understand that when they go through trauma, they got to get that all those feelings out. So our special forces, our Navy SEALs, when they come back from these operations, they're encouraged to go into a little bit of talk therapy. They're encouraged to get the feelings out. They're even encouraged to cry at their friends' funerals. The kind of stuff that we in medicine are still not doing. So we doctors, we get the problems.
Doug,
we
you don't can still use emotion. A pill, though. I mean,
I could use a pill.
You could hold a little bit back.
Wow, what kind of a pill?
You almost have emotional Tourette syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe in not holding it. Much healthier.
That's why
I'm
as healthy as
I am. Just let it out, guys. It'll help us all.
Let it out, Richie. Let it all hang out. That's your problem. Dr. Chambers is here, and this is Good Day at 59 past the hour. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America!